So I'm somewhat reluctant to actually begin this homily by talking about playing football, because it will sound way too much like the old guy talking about back in the day, right? Because I was sitting there thinking to myself, in the 1980s, the early 80s, when I played in high school, if somebody who had played 30 years prior to me had said, let me talk to you about football, I would have thought to myself, well, that's the 1950s. It's a completely different game now, right? So this is 30 years later, and you're playing, and I'm old, and you're probably thinking, he has nothing to say to us about playing football. So I'm not going to talk to you about playing football, except I liked it. I liked playing the sport. I played a number of different sports, and a couple things hold in all of them. One is that a good coach makes all the difference in the world. Two, every sport has its own discipline. The discipline of the game, to know the game. Three, every sport has its own conditioning. To play the game well, you have to be conditioned appropriately, and you have to be coached up to it. My favorite sport was probably football, and I won't say why, except I enjoyed contact all the time. Right? My best coach sport, the sport where we had our best coaches, and we did the best, was wrestling. So when I was a freshman in high school, there were 9 freshmen that started on varsity wrestling, and we were the number one AA team in Cincinnati with 9 freshmen starting. But it was because we had a coach who knew the discipline of the sport and disciplined us in the conditioning. So what he did for us is he created a team where when we went to practice, we knew we were going to get better. We knew he was going to push us, and we knew that as a team we were going to push each other, and we were going to excel. We could be good. Matter of fact, we might be the best. And that's what we had before us all the time. If we conditioned for an hour, we'd say, let's do another half hour, because we'll be the best conditioned wrestling team in the Cincinnati area. That's how we thought. That's how we rolled. See, I'm not so old, I can use that language, right? That's how we rolled. It's the same way in the faith. We heard in the second reading, by Paul, that God disciplines us. God's like a great coach. And God gives us what we need to understand what life is about, what we're about. But you need a good coach. You need to know the discipline of the sport, the discipline of the faith, and you need to do the conditioning to live day in and day out, right? As good Catholic men, good Catholic women. So how do you do the conditioning to live the faith? How does that happen? Do you know? Help each other? Right. You go to Mass. You go to the sacraments all the time. Confession, Mass. You say your prayers. You help. But you continually call to mind what it is you're about. Just like in a sport, you have to remember what you're doing on the field. You have to learn what it means to play the sport well. And if you do that, if you learn to play the sport well, it actually becomes about competing against yourself. You become your greatest competitor. You're the one who says to yourself, I won't take off any play. You're the one who pushes yourself at practice. You become your greatest competition. The sport follows. The sport teaches you that. But you become your own competition so that at the end of any game, at the end of any practice, you can say to yourself, I gave everything I had and I left it all out on the field. In life, it's the same way. You'll be your own competition. We all compete against ourselves to be the person we know the Lord calls us to be, to excel in our life, to not take any plays off, to be the man and the woman that the Lord shows us that we're to be. We're our own competition, and we're the only ones competing. The Lord coaches us, the Lord gives us the grace to pursue it, and yet day in and day out, we have to step on the field and actually play the game, live the life. So what I hope you learn from playing a sport is how to be determined, persevering, to understand that at any given point, it's you compete against. Because we all can tend to take a play off now and then. We can all tend to forget what we're supposed to be about. We can all get distracted, right? And goof around a little bit. It happens. But you're going to find out competing against yourself is the greatest form both of competition and reward. If you can step off the field and know that that was your best, win or lose doesn't matter. It's the joy of competing well, of stepping out on the field and being conditioned, know what you need to know, and making it happen. That's football, that's wrestling, that's any sport, that's life. So as we celebrate this Mass today, especially for you older guys, begin to think about how you pursue the faith, how you live the faith. Do you approach it with the same intensity, with the same verve that you do the game? Because the game can teach you how to pursue that. And the faith can teach you how to transform this game, but everything else you do, into the kind of discipline and conditioning that you need to actually pursue eternal life. We heard in the gospel today that the first shall be last and the last first. Those who win in the world end up last in the gospel, and those who win in the gospel end up first in heaven.